want you to start touching yourself. It doesn't matter where. Just let your instincts guide you to an area you want to touch. An area that you like to be touched in. Run your fingers very gently, lightly, over your skin. Keep going. Maybe draw patterns with your fingertips, or let your nails dig in a little. Where are you touching? Your neck? Or maybe your chest? Inner thighs? Your lips? So many possibilities. Wherever you're touching, make a mental note of it. Your instincts probably took you to your favorite place to be touched. Keep going. Soft touches. And while you do that, I want you to focus your mind. Your mind might be swimming with the day's events, or all the things you have to do tomorrow. Let's take a few more deep breaths. And with every exhale, I want you to imagine that you're breathing out all of that mental clutter. Breathe in. And out. Good. Now, I want you to trail your fingers down your neck towards your breasts. Take one of your nipples between your fingers and pinch it a little. Oh. Now the other one. There's no need to pinch it hard. Just enough to feel that sensation, that little jolt of pleasure. There you go. Trail your touch further down, down your stomach, then over your thighs. I want you to spread your legs. Good. Now, drag your fingers along the inside of your left thigh. Do it slow. And now, do it to your right. I wish it was me touching you, feeling your warm skin. You know what I want? I want you to play with your clit. But I want you to do it slowly, gently, at least for now. Go ahead. Just ease your fingers inside and start massaging it. You can touch it however you want, but go slow. Oh, fuck. Yeah, keep going. Move in slow circles around your clit. If you want to speed up, don't. We're not there yet. Just keep going. Have you ever wondered why people edge themselves? Why someone would put off the satisfaction of coming? Well, I think it's because it gives people a sense of control. It makes you feel empowered, confident. Rub that clit a little faster for me. You can go harder too, but don't enter yourself. Not yet. Can I tell you something? I'm touching myself too. I can't help it. Knowing what you're doing, how wet you are getting. You can be vocal, you know, if you need to. I'd love to hear some of your moans. Keep working for your clit. Spread your wetness around. If you want to use a toy, you can switch it on to the lowest setting now. Just let it rest up against your clit. Just like that. Now, with your free hand, I want you to run your fingertips all along your body, from your thighs all the way up to your neck. Touch yourself wherever it feels good. Fuck. I bet that feels good. Now, where was I? Oh yeah, control. If you've done this before, you know what kind of control I'm talking about. Edging yourself brings together your body and your mind. When you bring yourself up to the edge and then back down from it again and again, you start to understand more about your physical limits and the connection between your mind and your body. And the more we understand that, the more powerful our orgasms can be. Fuck. I want you to take your fingers or your toy, and I want you to tease your entrance. If you like penetration, go ahead and enter yourself. If that's not your thing, just hang out there. Maybe pumping your fingers a little, or just exploring that area. Whenever you're ready, slide your fingers or your toy inside, nice and slow. Are you thinking about me? Thinking about how it would feel if it was me? My fingers or my cock easing inside you?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.